Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Money FM 89.3, empowering your property today. The market for resale condos and private apartments continued to strengthen last month, with sales volume rising and prices climbing for the sixth straight month. Resale volume was up 8.6% from December last year and 128.3% higher than in January 2020. Meanwhile, resale prices rose 1.2% in January from December, with prices up 2.2% from a year ago, according to flash figures from real estate portal SRX Property. Always happy to speak to Wong Siew Ying, who's head of research and content at Propnex, for more insights. Siew Ying, always a pleasure.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for having us.
So what's happening in the condo resale market here? It's continued to strengthen in January this year, with volume rising 8.6% from the previous month, as mentioned. What are some of the key drivers, you think?
That's right. We've seen a renewed interest in resale properties of late, right? And there are actually a few reasons for this. I think first off, some buyers have turned to the resale market as prices of new launches have been higher in the past few months, largely due to, you know, elevated land cost and rising construction cost. And also, you know, the more positive sentiment as the economic outlook improves, that also gave people more confidence to transact. And I suppose some homeowners, seeing the healthy sale in the new launch market, they may also decide to sort of put their units up for sale sooner rather than later to ride on the more positive sentiment, right? So this will also help to stimulate demand as more units become available. We think another factor supporting the resale market is actually linked to home buyers' needs, right? So those who want to move in quickly or seek to rent out property sooner, start to get rental income sooner, these people will turn to the resale market rather than buy a new launch product. And in addition, I think some home upgraders, HDB upgraders, they may also opt for resale unit, which actually allows them to move in sooner, avoiding the hassle of having to find interim accommodation while waiting for the new condo to be completed. So I think these are some of the sales drivers in the resale market broadly.
What about prices though? In January, the median transacted price of new non-landed private homes was much higher than that of the resale units sold during the month. What's driving up those prices?
That's right. We actually notice a widening price gap between resale and new launch property prices in recent quarters, right? So generally, I think resale home prices have been fairly muted since the introduction of fresh cooling measures in July 2018. And meanwhile, if you look at the prices of new launches, you know, they are influenced by a whole gamut of factors, right? Such as land costs, construction costs, and also supply of units in the market. So, you know, pertaining to supply, I think the unsold stock of private homes, that's coming down as per URA data, right? We have about over 24,000 units, excluding executive condos, remaining unsold as at the end of Q4, I think 2020, compared to over 26,000 units in the previous quarter. So this 24,000 plus unsold units, right? If you look at them, it will probably take about 3 years or less to clear if you use a conservative estimate annual sales of, say, 8,000 units. So this tight supply will lend support to pricing amid resilient demand. So that's one. Second, I think land costs remains fairly elevated. So some of the new launches that we've seen, these were sites acquired by developers during the previous collective sales cycle. Recent land tenders, if you look at Tanah Merah, Kerchil Link, and Yishun Avenue 9, that's an EC site, right? They also drew a strong interest, and the winning bid price for those sites were also above expectation. So land cost remains fairly elevated. And then we look at construction costs. Due to the pandemic, construction costs is also inching up. So as a whole, you know, we feel that there's actually a limit to how far prices of new launches can come down. I think for this year, we're expecting prices to remain fairly stable with marginal upside for new launches.
Let's talk about resale prices then. Robust sales in January pushed resale prices up slightly. What's your projection then of prices of resale property?
For resale properties, I think broadly, we are expecting prices to remain fairly steady, possibly inching up marginally this year, maybe by 1% to 2%, barring any unforeseen events or new cooling measures, right? So, of course, you know, when it comes to pricing, it's not a case of rising tide lifting all boats, right? Pricing actually for individual units would differ depending on location, story height, for example, physical condition of the unit, remaining lease, market sentiment, and whether there are any upcoming, you know, transformational plans for the area. So I think sellers in the resale market, they still need to consider all these factors and price their property accordingly, right? In terms of sales volume, I think resale transactions, we're expecting it to exceed about 10,000 units this year, higher than new sale. Our new sale projection, 8,000 to 9,000 units this year, basically due to the fact that there's limited supply.
Okay, Siyun, you said it, potential cooling measures. What kind of impact might they have if they're initiated?
Well, obviously, we haven't heard of new measures in the budget announcement. But, you know, the government will continue to monitor the property market closely. I think recently, DPM Heng Swee Keat also cautioned that low interest rates can lead to distortions in asset prices, and this could pose an investment risk. So I think the government will continue to monitor the market closely. And, you know, although we have not heard anything yet, further cooling measures might still be on the cards, right? Should the government judge that home prices are getting ahead of the underlying economic fundamentals. I think broadly, the next one or two quarters will be quite important. So if prices continue to rise at a faster clip, right, say maybe 2% or 3% on a quarterly basis, then the risk of new cooling measures in the second half of the year would increase significantly. I think for now, we do not think that there would be fresh measures after just one quarter of stronger market numbers, you know, as we saw in the fourth quarter of last year.
Right.
That may be too reactive. So I think we probably would, you know, take a more wait and see and monitor the market type of approach. Of course, should there be new measures, there will definitely be impact across the market segments, whether new sale or resale, right? And the extent of the impact will really depend on what the new measures are, if any. So I suppose the government can pull on different levers, whether it's, you know, adjusting the ABSD rate or TDSR threshold, or, you know, lowering the loan to value limit. So I think they have different tools at their disposal. Certainly, should there be more measures, we can expect a pullback in sales volume in the subsequent maybe 2 or 3 months as buyers sort of take stock of the new measures and, you know, digest the potential impact of the measures on them. But eventually, I think the market will take the measures in its stride and find its own, you know, equilibrium, if you would. I suppose the idea really is to have a healthy market where prices keep pace with economic growth, keep pace with the whole income situation, and that buyers continue to take this prudent approach, you know, when they invest and buy properties.
Wang Xiuying, Head of Research and Content at PropNex. Xiuying, thanks so much for your insights.
Thank you, Howie. Always a pleasure.
This has been Powering Your Property on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.